Hey guys, welcome back to part four on this special series called Everything is Content. First of all, thank you so much for listening this far this week. And if you haven't listened to the first three, I highly recommend because they all kind of build on each other. But today we're going to talk about documenting. We're going to talk about documenting with a little bit of a twist. And if you've not registered yet, I am hosting a live Everything is Content workshop next week, March 6th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Or if you can't attend live, of course, there will be a recording. And if you've reached this or listened to this after March 6th, you can still get the on-demand workshop. All right, guys, that's it for now. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey there, it's Kim Doyle, and welcome to my show, where digital marketing meets real stories, experiences, and strategies. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at what's working and not working in my business, as well as other experts who show up and share their stories. As much as I love talking about tangible marketing principles and tactics, we'll dig a little deeper with mindset and explore what's required to create a business you love on your terms that also supports your life. I want to help you understand the why behind the how. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just dipping your toes in, remember, marketing is a journey and the goal is to enjoy it. My desire is to guide you on your journey and remind you that no matter what life throws at you, you've got this. All right, guys, welcome back to video four of the Everything is Content series. Now, today we're going to talk about documenting, but with a little bit of a twist. And I believe I'm going to quote Gary Vee as saying, document, don't create. I don't know if he's the originator of the statement. I'm going to assume he is, but and to some extent, I agree. But unless you're somebody like Gary Vee or you have someone like Gary, what was his video guy's name was D-Rock. I don't know if he still does. I'm assuming he does because he's consistent, right? When he believes in a philosophy, he sticks with it and it's worked well for him. And I like him. He's a nice guy. I met him in an elevator one time, you guys, just me and him. He took a selfie. I didn't have my phone and he emailed it to me. So he really is a nice person in real life too. Anyways, for me, my day-to-day life looks a little bit boring. Even when I was in Costa Rica and moving back there, I intend to be a little more interesting in terms of what I share behind the scenes. But, you know, my day-to-day looks a little bit boring. So the only difference might be what I'm wearing unless I decide to record four or five videos in a row, all in the same hoodie, but so be it. You know, people would be bored watching that. So I want to give you an example of something I'm documenting. And then the twist that I intend to put on this piece of content directly becomes because it's going to become a profitable asset. And so I recently shared with my email list that I am going to move from ConvertKit to Beehive for my email marketing. I made this decision just a couple weeks ago and I shared in an email that I was going to do it and it would be done in phases. And so I'll go way more in depth into the post, but I have loved Beehive since they first came out, but it didn't have the capabilities of doing a lot of stuff that you need email marketing to do. Like, I mean, you could do a solo broadcast, but at the same time, the tagging and the segments and automations and stuff. However, a lot of that is changing and it just was not a full-blown, robust email service provider. And out of the gate, it was incredible to publish newsletters. But there was just too many missing parts. So a little birdie told me about some updates they're adding, not to mention all the segmentations and automations that they have already added, because from the original time that I saw that, I mean, they deploy updates like nobody else I know. But when I heard this, I knew it was time to make a move. And I'm not here to bash on ConvertKit. I really do love Beehive. But because I'm going to be doing this anyways, I figure why not document the process and create an epic blog post about it. And so the epic blog post piece of it, there's a whole point where this becomes a profitable asset. But here's how I'm going to do this. So I'm separating the why and the how. And then I went into ChatGPT and I created an outline for this. Now, I've been working on the behind the scenes for this for a little bit because I need to make sure I'm not missing integrations. So as an example, I have a ton of opt-ins throughout all my content on my site using ConvertBox. Well, I needed to make sure that because there's no native Beehive integration, there's probably a webhook, but I could do something with Zapier or a tool called Integrately actually does this also. So that way I don't have to change the opt-ins. I just have to change the code inside ConvertBox. Anyway, I know it's a little techy there. By the way, if you download the PDF of Everything is Content, I'll put the link in the first comments again. I've got the link to the whole ChatGPT thread that I walked through to create the outline for this post, right? And the structure of creating the content. I'm not going to use ChatGPT to write the content. I don't ever do that for any of my content. And not because it's good, bad, or indifferent. I just like to write my content. I just wanted an outline, which will probably then become the table of contents in the post, right? To structure the process and get started, right? And then there's going to be edits. It's all about iteration, guys. Keep iterating, iterating. So one thing to keep in mind is that, you know, we've heard the term build in public, and I have a good friend, Kavon Chung, who does this brilliantly. He's got an incredible cohort that I've gone through. I kind of think of this more as practicing in public, because when I think of build in public, I think of having a finished product versus creating and practicing creating content publicly, if that makes sense. So maybe it's splitting hairs, semantics, but I like to think of this as practicing in public. Let me come back. I see this is what happens when Kim goes off script. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this move, document it, and work on the post. And then when all is said and done and everything's working, then I'll publish the post because I need to make sure it works. And by the way, I found an incredible tool that I'm going to use in this post. It is called Supa Demo, S-U-P-A-D-E-M-O. Because with AI, you just record your screen and it does the hotspots and the annotations like click here, then do this. You don't have to record your voice. It picks up through the HTML. Like it is amazing. Anyways, you'll probably see me using that for a handful of things with content. So once I have officially completed the move in the content, then I'll go ahead and publish the post. Now, I will also convert the entire post into a PDF if people don't want to have to come back to the post. Because the other thing, you guys, with Supa Demo, you can export the screenshots and instructions into a document. So while I could embed the video and take them back to the site, but I could also put in the PDF the step-by-step instructions with the screenshots and the annotations. It's amazing. And then I'll have a simple checklist to make sure that they have not missed anything, i.e. I've not missed anything. Like, did you check, which integrations? Did you check it with High Level? Did you check it here? Any other integrations? Thrivecart? Like, where do you have integrations out on the web? So that way I create this really valuable asset. So here's where this becomes a profitable asset. The first and most obvious is that it is, I'll have my affiliate link, right? I've referred, I don't know, four people or something to Beehive. And with Beehive's affiliate, you get like half, 50% for the first 12 months. And so that's one way, right? But here's the long-term game that I want you to think about here. Throughout the post, I will have opt-ins for the guide, right? The Convert Kit to Beehive Complete Playbook migration or something. Horrible name off the top of my head, but you get the point. And again, it will have my affiliate link in it, but the goal is to capture the email subscribers. But here's the thing, not just any subscribers. These are my ideal subscribers because one, if they're on ConvertKit, they're already either using email, want to be using email, and they understand the importance of email marketing. And then both platforms have newsletters. So these are also people that probably have or are considering doing a newsletter. And so all of these things integrates email, content, and newsletters, right? And then, of course, there's an element of ChatGPT that I can tie into all of that. So the point is to get my ideal customer onto my list and provide them something of value. But I know because of what I'm giving them that there's a definitive interest there, right? Like you have to be careful because the truth is, you know, I will also let them know they're getting the newsletter, the Spark, but I also don't want to get caught up in doing a ton of how-to videos, right? I've got courses, everything is content, like I'm teaching this stuff, but to be able to show you how to do the framework is going to be a paid product probably at some point. But the thing is, you have to be careful with how-to because you can also build a list of freebie seekers who just want to learn from you for free. So there's a fine line there. And then at the end of the sequence, once somebody opts in, the goal then, of course, is to have a low price product relative to the follow-up sequence. So here's what I'm going to do too. I'm going to pour the gas on this. I'm going to run paid traffic to this post. I am in Laurel Portier's $7 a month Facebook advertising. If you want to get into Facebook ads, the value that Laurel provides is bar none. It's amazing what this woman provides for free. And her ad strategy is definitely for the long term, right? It's video views for content, which you will see me probably doing very shortly with Everything Is Content. But I'm going to test like $5 a day ads to this piece of content. Because the goal, again, is people who are interested in doing this probably aren't going to want to read and are going to want to read and see the videos and the step-by-step instructions. And so those people are my ideal subscribers. So we'll test, right? And I'll see. I'd give it probably a couple of weeks to test running like $5 a day ads to see how that works. And then the beauty is that once a post is done, it becomes an evergreen piece of content that provides massive value. Now, this post will be highly SEO optimized. I will make sure that I've got the right keywords, possibilities for ranking. You know, I have a blog post I did, Why I Happily Chose to Be Hive Over ConvertKit. It was for another newsletter. And that shows up on page one. I forget what I had searched, but this is going to be much more in-depth, right? And then the other piece of this is there are additional ways I can support people through courses and coaching about email and newsletters and content, you know, because truth is, it's unlikely they would be using Beehive if they weren't in this creator space, digital marketing space, and weren't interested in pursuing one, if not all three of those things. So in other words, because I don't provide done for you services, I don't want to get back into the hamster wheel of a ton of how-to content. But if I can have a couple pieces of pillar content that pull my right audience to me, that's where I'm going to run with it. All right. And just like everything else I have talked about, creating this content will be something I can repurpose into a multitude of ways for different platforms. I'm thinking carousels would be really good for this post. And then naturally tag the Beehive team every time I share it, with, of course, the hope that they share it too. And here's a little ninja tip from my brilliant friend, Jason Resnick, who, if you want to get, you know, into email automations and a little bit advanced segmentation and really even setting up your ConvertKit account, he's your guy. Anyways, this was so brilliant. He suggested that I set up a zap so that anytime someone mentions ConvertKit and Beehive in the same tweet on Twitter, I can automatically tweet them with just a link to an article. I'm not selling them anything. And talk about content karma, right? Basically, it's here's an article that solves your problem for free. And side note, if you're not on Jason's list, go to nurturekit.co and you can get all of his brilliance, like that zap and tweet strategy. He's got all these great email strategies. I kind of think, like, we do regular calls and I think of myself as sort of the content story person, and he's much more the, I'm more right brain. I think he's more left brain, although he does an incredible job writing too. So wrapping up, you guys. Okay. I get that this post might seem like a lot of work, but I would rather do one really good piece of content that I get massive leverage from, and I'm having to do it anyways, right? So instead of just documenting stuff, think about what you're documenting. And I get it. Some people might want to do, you know, documenting I'm going for a walk. All those things work too. You have to test and try things out. So I'm doing this specifically with the intention of leads and sales. And the sales for me preference would be long-term, but there's a bonus that I can do it as an affiliate as well. You know, that they're kind of the icing on the cake. So I know this was kind of meaty. There was a lot in this. And then last but not least, video 5, we're going to talk about zigging when everyone else is zagging. So I'll see you in the next video. And again, you can grab the full PDF of all of these videos, in the first comment. I've got the link below. Thanks, guys. And if you're watching this somewhere else, it'll be in the description. So again, we got to repurpose, right? Thanks, guys. All right, that is it for part 4. Tomorrow, we're going to wrap up the special series on Everything Is Content. We're going to talk about zigging when everyone else is zagging. How's that for a fancy title for you? Yeah, and if you have not registered yet, go ahead and go to kimdoyle.com/EIC workshop for the live Everything Is Content workshop that is happening on March 6th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. As always, guys, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow for the last in this special series of Everything Is Content.